This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, November 10th, 2023. Al Ward's W5LUA 38-year quest ended on November 4th, 2023, when he received the first-ever worked all-state certificate for the 33-centimeter 902 to 928 megahertz band. Ward started collecting states on the band shortly after it was opened in 1985. I am extremely grateful to Peter Van Horn, KA6U, for his EME efforts. I was able to work Wisconsin for my last state on the 33-centimeter band on October 21st. At the end of the September, I was sitting at 32 states confirmed with cards and the logbook of the world when Van Horn went on a 25-state expedition, providing my last 18 states, said Ward. In recent expeditions, Brian McCarthy, NX9O, and Jason Barak, N1AV, also provided several states that were needed. Ward Station consists of a 5-meter dish with a 400 watts of power supply obtained from two 300-watt Motorola amplifiers in parallel. His feed is a dual polarity patch feed. ARRL Radio Sport and Regulatory Information Manager Bert Janke, W9JJ, was one of the first people to congratulate Ward on his accomplishment. Janke stated, "Hearty congratulations. It's my privilege to confirm the ARRL Awards Department has received your WAS application plus card checker document, and we have issued the 33-centimeter 902 to 928 megahertz worked all-state award number one to you in culmination of your 38-year quest to contact all 50 states on the 33-centimeter band." Other stations that were on the hunt for the 33-centimeter WAS certificate are nearing completion, including AC0RA and K0DAS and N1AV. In 1985, the Federal Communications Commission allocated the frequency between 902 and 928 megahertz to Part 18, the Industrial, Scientific, and Medical Equipment. In that same proceeding, the band was also allocated to the amateur radio service on a secondary basis, meaning amateurs could use the band if they accepted the interference from and did not cause any interference to other primary users. Section Manager of the ARRL Pacific Division, Joe Speroni, AH0A, has retired from that position. Speroni served in the role for 7 years. He was active with ARRL in a variety of positions dating back to the creation of the Volunteer Examiner Program in 1984. He has also been an instructor and an affiliated club coordinator, and his contributions to emergency communications and management in the Hawaiian Islands have long been recognized by the amateur radio community. ARRL Field Services Manager Mike Walters, W8ZY, said, "With 40 years of service as a volunteer, he is one of the best examples of making the world a better place through amateur radio." Speroni is an ARRL Life member. The section manager position is being filled by Alan Machen, AD6E, for the remainder of the term. Machen is also an ARRL Life member and has served as an ACC and an assistant section manager and a DXC card checker. He assumes the duties of section manager with experience in emergency communications and a background of assisting amateur radio clubs in the section. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with his weekly AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. A few weeks ago, I gave instructions to program your HT for working the satellites. I may not have been completely clear on it. It does not matter if you start on a low channel with the highest of frequencies and end up on a higher channel with the lowest frequency, or do it the other way around, from the high channel to the low channel. What does matter is when you start to listen for the satellite that you use the highest frequency you program first. Thanks to Ralph, KC1RWK, for bringing this to my attention. There is a new crew of 3 Chinese astronauts aboard the Chinese space station Tiangong. There will be an amateur radio presence one day, however, nothing has been heard yet. They have not announced any frequencies either. Delphi C3 is deorbiting. Either by the time you hear this report or shortly before, it will have reentered. The estimated date is around November 12th, plus or minus 2 to 3 days, according to Dr. Langbrook, on his X account. The satellite has been in orbit for 15 years. Should you want to listen for the last bit of telemetry, listen on 145.867 MHz, 1200 baud, AX25 BPSK. There actually will be a certificate for the person that grabs the last telemetry frame from the satellite. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thank you, Bruce, for that report. The Quarter Century Wireless Association, QCWA, is sponsoring the third annual W2MM Special Event Station to celebrate their 76th anniversary on December 5th, 2023. Beginning on the first weekend of December, QCWA members in the U.S. and its territories will be able to activate W2MM for this event, which will run for 7 days. Stations activating W2MM must submit their log as an ADIF file by the end of the third week of December. And at the end of December, all of the stations that work W2MM will be able to download a commemorative certificate. Louis Maggio N02C is providing the service on a voluntary basis, so please expect a 2 to 3 month lead time for those certificates. And you can visit the QCWA website for more information and scheduling. In what could be a perfect job for a radio amateur, the Federal Communications Commission is hiring a telecommunications specialist. That position is based at the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau, Operations and Emergency Management Division, High Frequency Direction Finding Center in Columbia, Maryland. The telecommunications specialist will perform watch duty and serve as a technical authority, providing technical assistance and guidance to communication system users to resolve radio interference complaints and problems and collect radio signal analysis information. Detailed information about that position, its qualifications, and how to apply can be found at www.usajobs.gov. And ARRL is also seeking qualified applicants for the position of Senior Lab Engineer at our Newington, Connecticut headquarters. ARRL is an equal opportunity employer. ARRL has a list of special event stations that offer many opportunities for amateur radios to honor veterans and make contact on Veterans Day. They include the K1USN Radio Club, the American Legion Post 111 Amateur Radio Club, the Liberty Ship SS John W. Brown K8JWB, the Central Ohio Radio Club, the Charles County Amateur Radio Club in Maryland, and the USS Midway CV-41 Cometra Amateur Radio Station NI6IW. A complete list of special event stations, including Veterans Day stations, is available at www.arrl.org/special-events. Just type in veterans in the keyword search bar to find those stations. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues, and at their website you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operation, including November 8th through the 14th, Wyoming W1AW/7, Maryland W1AW/3, and Kansas W1AW/0. Then November 15th through the 21st, it's Alaska W1AW/KL7, Washington, W1AW/7, and Mississippi, W1AW/5. Upcoming contest on November 11th, it's the Fist Saturday Sprint, that's CW. November 11th and 12th, the WAEDX contest, that's digital. 11th through the 13th, the Bodexas 070 Club Triple Play Low Band Sprint, that's digital. November 11th through the 12th as well, the 1010 International Fall Contest, that's digital. And on November 11th through the 12th, it's the SARL VHF UHF Analog Contest, that is phone. And you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, on November 18th through the 19th, it's the Fort Wayne Ham Fest and Computer Expo hosting the ARRL Central Division Convention, that's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. December 8th through the 9th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Session Convention. That's in Plant City, Florida. And January 6th, Ham Radio University hosting the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention. That's in Brookville, New York. And finally this week, thanks to the Tri-Town Amateur Radio Club in Hazelcrest, Illinois, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.